I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Thank you, Johnny Cash. Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show at Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's, Pastor Drew Sams, who is our guest for Teen Rap. Pastor Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the past 7 years, and he is finished doctoral work at George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, and young son, Judah Andrew, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, always good to be back, and I missed you last week. I was away for the weekend on a retreat, but it's good to be back.
Well, I missed you, too. It's kind of my appointment with wisdom and a friend, and I like both. So as we do each week, I want to know the health and well-being of baby Judah Andrew. I think I just heard him.
Did you hear him? He's smiling. I think he can hear you on the other line. He
is. That's great.
I wish all of our listeners and you could see this in video chat, but he is on his back playing with the toy above him. But the moment I started talking, and I think he heard you through the phone, his eyes are locked on me. So he's your youngest listener, I'd say, but smiling, doing great, 5 months old and having a lot of fun.
Okay, good. Still gaining weight and still in that high percentile that you told us about recently?
Yeah, he's huge. He's going to pass me someday, so it's been quite some fun. It's getting heavy, though, lifting him up and out of the crib. So.
Well, bend your knees.
Bend my knees, okay.
I mean, really, seriously, use your whole body because, too many parents throw their backs out when they lift their kids up by just bending over at the waist.
Yeah, I feel like we're right at that critical point where if I don't start bending my knees, my back's going to bend the wrong way.
Yeah, well, don't let that happen. So I assume you are already educating Judah about money, correct?
Of course.
Since that is our topic, I would actually really love to know, not obviously what you're doing with Judah, because I think that will come in time, although I imagine he'll get a piggy bank sometime soon, because just the sound and noise of it is fun for a baby. But you see a ton of kids at your church because you're the teen pastor. So I'd love your initial thoughts on the column and what you've observed among your congregants.
Well, it's a great column, I think, because sometimes the columns that I read are either philosophy or they're just a list of do's and don'ts with no real reason behind it. And I loved how you really set it up and you provided some values and some philosophy, but then you went into this list, and that's what I want to focus on, some very practical, tangible things that I actually hadn't even thought of I want to start using in terms of as I raise Judah, but also the advice that I give parents. You know, one was great, this whole idea of checking the restaurant bill.
Mm-hmm.
What a tangible way to incorporate kids into understanding the value of not only paying for the amount that's acceptable, but also understand the idea of a tip. I used to wait tables for 3 years when I was putting myself through seminary, and what a neat way that you can teach kids the value of tipping as well.
Well, that was something my parents did when I was really young. They'd give me the check, and they'd have me check the addition, and again help and taught me how to calculate the tip. And what was I got such joy when I found a mistake in the addition. And it was extraordinary because in those days, they were all hand done. It wasn't, so the mistakes you're going to find now are going to be few and far between, other than maybe a extra or excluded item from the menu, from your check. It probably won't have a numerical mistake, but it could have a mistake like that. But I got such joy finding an adding mistake, and my parents would then have me go to the, say it to the waitress, well, excuse me, ma'am, but I think you made an error here. And they would invariably look at this young boy and go, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. And it was wonderful. It was a good thing.
That's great. And the fact that you remember that today means so much. I think that was a really significant moment in your life, those moments back then as a young child. And it really taught you that you were included, too, which I think so often parents don't do. They don't include their kids in little decisions or big decisions for that matter when it comes to finances. You know, the second, and I think it's the deeper issue that you brought up, is the whole concept of delayed gratification. And I think that's so countercultural. You know, everything we have in our society is ordered around instant gratification. You've got on-demand movies on TV, instant access, drive-through, microwaves, everything we have is instant gratification. And delayed gratification, which is such a great value, really, it's like swimming upstream for many kids.
It's so true. You know, it's ironic how we all tend to approach some of these things differently. For me, my whole life, there's been a pleasure in delayed gratification, as far as getting acquisitions, getting things, knowing that I was saving for it and watching the account or wherever I was saving accumulate to the point where I'd have enough money to buy the new gadget or the new toy. I just got such pleasure when I finally did. Now, I was not good at delayed gratification when it came to dating. Okay, I wanted her to say yes now. I wanted to move the relationship forward in all directions. I am a guy. But it really helped a lot in other things in my life. To this day, I always get excited about thinking about the next car I'm going to get. And I'm 7 years into waiting for the next car now. And because of the cost of college, I don't know when that will even be. My truck has 200,000 miles on it, and it is definitely time for a new car. But I do get a certain amount of pleasure just fantasizing about it, if nothing else.
That's great. You know, I'm sure you have, but can you articulate how you've noticed from, let's say, when you were a kid to now your kids, how much they would get use out of a single toy or thing that they saved up for? Do you think that in today's society where things are so quickly available that we go through things a lot quicker?
At least as far as my experience, that was very true for the boys when they were, say, under 10. From over 10 on and on, the things they wanted tended to be of more substance, like a video game console or one of those portable video games. And those things didn't get discarded so quickly. But when they were young and they got some little new toy, yes, they would get used and put aside, but they were not usually expensive things. If they wanted, this is a bad example because neither one really cared much about having a bicycle, but if it were a bicycle that they had wanted and that was the gift they'd get over that, you know, Hanukkah period, they would tend to really enjoy it. So I think they matured, their gift appreciation matured with their maturation, frankly.
You know, one of the other things in that segment on delayed gratification, I love this idea of, you described having separate chars, one for yourself, one for charity, and so really they were able to, at an early age, learn that not all the money necessarily should go to themselves, but to be able to learn the value of giving.
I think that's something we must, as parents, instill in our kids as soon as they're able to understand even the basic idea. And I know you will, because obviously charity is a part of your life and what you preach. So I have no doubt that Judah will be raised with exactly that ethic. You're not going to believe this, but we're out of time.
Oh, already?
Are we really out of time, Richard?
Now Judah's frowning.
Oh, my gosh.
He's frowning. He's too quick.
Quickly tell our readers where you're not blogging these days.
Well, I'm not blogging at drewsams.com, but they can find me on Facebook.
Okay.
.com/SurferDrew. That's
Surfer Drew. All right, Pastor Drew, give your son a hug and a kiss for me, and I'll look forward to hopefully talking with you next week.
Looking forward to it. Have a good day.
Okay, stay tuned for special guest Alana Pratt for the Women's Room.
To help yourself.